Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free. Give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call and we'll do what we can. And happy Father's Day out there to all those fathers who work hard with their little ones. Hope you get to enjoy your day, and if not, you know, get to go outside and enjoy it there. It'll be a bit of a hot one. I know I'm not going to want to go outside, but if you can do it, get out there this morning. It is it's below what it's going to be for the day. It's looking like we're going to get some 90. Get close to 90 today and tomorrow, and then drop down again. So, if you can get out there early, so you're not, too much in the heat. Getting everything done early is a great way to then enjoy the rest of your day and not have to worry about the garden. Unless that's what you enjoy doing, and that's what makes you relax a little bit, then have at it, right? But it's going to be warm today, like I said, warm tomorrow, and then should cool down a little bit to try and get back to those cool temperatures. But, we'll be here for 4 hours to help answer your gardening questions and see what we can do to, help you out with everything that happens to be in the garden. I know some things are starting to change in the garden. We've started to have some more rain at night, or here and there. So funguses are starting to really pop up in your garden. May it be, your tomatoes or your peppers, etc., or powdery mildew on your squash. Those things are starting to happen. We're going into the lawn, seeing some of those things. So we can discuss those and more, and what to do today as the show goes on. But today, the first official day of summer. So the heat is welcoming us into the summer season. So we'll get to get to enjoy it at first, but like I said, it's supposed to drop down during the week and be a little easier to work outside, do some things, more seasonably type weathers by the end of the week in the 80s. Those we can deal with. High 90s, it's almost like once it hits a certain temperature, you just don't want to do anything, you just want to sit. But our plants don't get to do that outside. So that's why we want to take care of them earlier in the morning, so that they have all day to cool off. And when I say take care of them early in the morning, I mean our biggest thing is watering, right? We should be watering in the morning versus at night. That way, our plants have the entire day to absorb the water. It's a little easier for them. They're not waiting for that watering at night. When you water at night, temperatures usually drop a bit, gets cooler, opens the door for pathogens to get into the plants, etc. So that's why we like to water in the morning. So when you water in the morning, like I've been saying, for your plants that are out there, even the established ones, going into the temperatures that we're about to have and next week in the 80s, deep soakings are really going to help your plants. So get out there, get the hose on like a trickle. Let the water just seep slowly into your plants, allowing the plants to absorb them easier, right? When we put it on full blast and we put it next to the plant, usually ends up making a hole in the soil and then, moving around some of the roots, displacing some of the roots, exposing those things. We don't want to do that, right? We want to make sure it's taken care of. And so that's why we throw the hose on a trickle when we're watering. Slowly seeps into the soil, slowly gets into the root system, allows the plant itself to really absorb it. So I definitely highly recommend doing that. Maybe grabbing, if you have a bunch of plants in an area, getting the soaker hose, something that leaps out of the hose. You can just leave it there. That way you just attach one corner, and that corner, you attach the corner and then it fills up the soaker hose and does the whole bed for you at the same time. That way you don't have to go out there and move it as much. You don't have to move the hose from plant to plant every 45 minutes. You can just leave it on for 45 minutes, maybe a little bit longer because of the way it soaks out, and just let it go. That way it's not as much. So definitely take a look at getting some soaker hoses, circling them around the plants or just going on the outsides and then coming back so it gets both sides. That would be, that's going to help you save some time, right? So you can focus on other things. You can just go out there in the morning, turn it on, go back inside, have your coffee, get ready for work, do whatever you need to do. And as you're leaving for work, turn it off, right? Unless you're like me who likes to get up, get ready for, take the shower, get to work in like the 10-minute span. That's not long enough, right? You want to have it for like that 45 minutes, like I've always talked about, depending upon the sizes of the plants, etc. If we're talking like annual bed, yeah, maybe 10 minutes. But we're talking established shrubs or shrubs that you're trying to establish. That's what we want to look into doing. So definitely with this summer, like I said, starting today, summer, we're going to get that seasonable weather where it's warm again. So we want to take a look at that and making sure our plants are watered so they can make it through. I'll have to look up again at one of the breaks here to see, where we're at with the drought and if it's moved anywhere. But we've been getting a little bit of rain here and there, some overnights where I am. So I don't know. We'll see. Be interesting, because I know most of New Hampshire, parts of Massachusetts, were definitely in that as well. So it's typical for this time of year, right? Those are the things where we kind of get used to. But it would be nice if the drought wasn't there, because once we hit those droughts, then we start getting into watering bans, not being able to water on certain days or not at all, right? There's going to be days where some places will do every other day you can water. So what can we do with that? You've heard me talk a lot about it with, soil moist. Soil moist is definitely a good product to be using in your containers. You can even use it in your vegetable gardens to hold some of that water in the garden beds for you, so you're not watering as much. It's a nice way to not have to worry. You miss a day, it's not a big thing. There's also the product you've heard me talk about before called Hydratain. They have it in a granular form, so you can put it down on the lawn, or they have it in a like a hose and liquid version. You just attach it to the hose and spray over the area. And it's not just for the lawn. You can do it on your garden. You can do it on your veggies. You can do it on all those things just to hold in some of the water. And what that product does is it actually takes some of the moisture out of the air. And we'll use it towards the plants. You know, when we get heavy humidity, right, there's tons of moisture in the air, and it's actually taking it from there. It's pretty cool stuff how it works. But that will help protect some of your plants for the drought times, the heat times, right? So those are a couple products to be looking in. Like I said, Soil Moist and Hydratain. You've heard me talk about them a number of times. My father used to talk about them all the time, too. So it's nothing new, but it's definitely worth it. You can still add those products. If you have a container garden and you're looking at it, you can still add a pinch of Soil Moist in there. Too much is not a good thing on the Soil Moist. You'll look at little volcanoes in the area. So definitely follow the instructions to a T. More is not better. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. Give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a couple calls on the line, so we're going to get right into that. James, who's up first today?
We have Jerry in West Bath, Maine.
Jerry, good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have some blue star juniper, and okay. I probably have about 30 of them all over the yard, but several of them are greenish tint instead of the blue.
Okay.
Is that indicative of anything, or is that just new growth? I try to Google it everywhere, and I'm not coming up with anything.
Gotcha. So what have you done for them this year? Have you done any fertilization? Have you done anything along those lines, just so I can kind of narrow some things down?
No, nothing at all. And the ones that are green have been in the ground for several years with nothing done to them. I've read that they really don't like fertilizer, and they haven't been touched or disturbed or anything.
Okay. And is all on the tips, or is it on the inside?
It looks like it's mostly like, in some ways, it almost looks like a new growth on a spruce tree or something. It's like greenish, but it's definitely like a lime green rather than the bluish color, which, you know, if I look around, again, like I say, side by side, I have another blue star, and it's, you know, 3 feet away, and it's solid blue, and it's, you know, it's just.
Okay. Now, how are you watering them?
I'm not watering them a lot.
Okay.
But I haven't really done it. I've gotten to the point where everything seemed to be self-sufficient, and
yeah,
if they all were turning green, I'd think maybe that would be something, you know, that would, but it's just selective ones, you know.
Okay. So sometimes what can happen when they turn like a light green like that, there's, you know, nutrient type deficiencies.
maybe there's a little bit of like an iron deficiency. Because when you described it, you didn't say it was like a regular green. You said it was like a lime green, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lighter green. It's not like if you looked at a regular juniper, it has a green color to it. It's not yep. that green, you know.
Yeah, so what I would be looking to do is possibly try to look at, I would say it could be partially like an iron deficiency in there. After a number of years being in there, they're all feeding kind of off of each other with not doing a lot of fertilization, which, you know, like you said, they don't need the fertilizer. But after a certain amount of time, it does help them to keep them that way. They like a little bit of the alkaline soil, which in most of New England, that's how it is. So, you know, you're not worrying that way. But what I would look at doing is, if you haven't fertilized anything, maybe using something along the lines of like a 10-10-10 granular fertilizer, sprinkling around all of them. The other thing I would...
All of them are just the ones that are greening up?
So I would do it to all of them because with them being how they are, their root system's going to kind of be intermingled, right? It's not going to be... They're not attached to each other, but they're kind of going to be intermingled. So even if you have one that's turning green and the next one to it is blue, some of those mm-hmm. feeder roots are going to be closer to the other plant as well. Mm-hmm. Right, so when they do get established, their root system can go out, you know, a couple feet, 3-4 feet, especially like you said, you've had them for years, so they could get intermingled in the others. So I'd be looking to use like a 10-10-10 type fertilizer, mix it, you know, putting it all around the drip line of the plant, so however wide it is, kind of mixing it throughout there, and then watering it in. You know,
now,
the other,
I don't know if this would, they're all, well, yeah, they're all surrounded by woolly thyme. I basically planted woolly thyme to get away from mulching. So, you know, would I be able to just put the 10-10-10 on top of the woolly thyme?
You'll definitely be able to do that. I'm going to hit a break here in a second. I want you to hang tight because I have something else I want to discuss a little bit with you. So hang tight with me. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Your lawn destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA Radio News. Florida's governor takes on the CDC and wins. Here's Mike Fortier.
A federal judge Friday ruling in favor of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. DeSantis suing to stop the CDC from requiring that cruise ships only take on passengers who can prove they have been fully vaccinated. The judge rules the CDC exceeded its authority. While it may be a legal victory for DeSantis, it may not be a victory for the cruise industry. Steve Geller is the mayor of Broward County, the home of Port Everglades.
I've spoken with leaders of the cruise industry. They have told me they don't think their passengers will go on cruise ships unless they know the passengers have been vaccinated, passengers and crew.
So starting July 18th, the CDC's vaccine requirement for cruise ships becomes just a recommendation. The CDC has until July 2nd to appeal. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
This is USA Radio News.
Sad news from the White House today. President Biden tweeted that his dog Champ, the eldest of the Biden's two German Shepherds, passed away peacefully at their home. The Biden family saying, quote, "Our family lost our loving companion Champ today. He was our constant, cherished companion during the last 13 years. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Robert Seislinger was 28 years old when he died just 6 days after Thanksgiving in 1950 while serving in the Korean War. The 28-year-old Army First Lieutenant reportedly died fighting enemy forces in North Korea. The Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency says his remains could not be recovered, but 3 years ago his remains were among those in 55 boxes the North Koreans turned over to the U.S. The Pittsburgh native laid to rest Friday at Arlington National Cemetery, also awarded a Bronze Star and Purple Heart. Over 100 family and friends in attendance. Still, over 7,600 Americans who fought in Korea remain unaccounted for.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Brad in regards to Blue Star Juniper. They were turning from that deep blue to a light green. So we were discussing putting the 10-10-10 down. So 10-10-10 is an all-purpose fertilizer. So the woolly thyme that's kind of surrounded there, it won't affect it. It's just going to help it, right? So it's going to help everything there. The one thing that, you know, I was kind of concerned about was what I want you to look at is in the morning, see if you can see any, like, webs on the junipers. One of the things that, you know, affect junipers a lot are spider mites, right? They're very small. You can barely ever see them. So what I would do is in the morning when the dew is out, you'll be able to see if they're there, right? They're easier to see. If you're not seeing those, good. That's a good thing. They tend to, you can't really see them. What I'd also do is maybe go up to the plants and kind of rub you, you know, not the best thing because it's a juniper, but rub your hand over it to see if anything flies off of it insect-wise, because there could be an insect doing that. So the thing that I was worried about was with the spider mites, they're a piercing, sucking type insect. So what they do is they pierce into the juniper and they suck out the nutrients, and you'll get yellow spots on it. So if you're seeing any of that, that's definitely the case, right? But I think it's a fertilizer type thing. I think it has to do with, you know, maybe adding some water to the repertoire with it, just to, even though they're established, we're getting to the point where, it is an issue. Now, Brad, you said where are you from in Maine? How far up?
Mid-coast.
Okay. So parts of Maine are in a drought right now, in a severe drought. They're moderate drought, so that could be affecting it as well. You're seeing some early signs of decline. So if you can add some water to it a bit, that would be helpful. But I think that, you know, the fertilization is definitely going to help. Take a look at the leaves. If you're seeing any insects kind of jump off there, the one that, you know, concerns me the most is like a spider mite. I'd look for a mite. I'd look for a mite aside, or you can be looking at, you know, using like an oil on there. The downfall with the oils right now with the temperatures, when they go above 85, it's not something you want to use because it gets too hot, and sometimes oils will can do that. Did you, you know, just a random thought that just popped in my head? Did you use any like wilt proof or anything like that in the garden this year?
No.
Okay.
I have it in the past, but not this year. But I just ran my hands over the several plants, and there's no webs, and there's no indication of anything.
That's a great thing. I just get concerned because with most junipers, that's their biggest issue that pops up. So that's why I wanted to bring it up. Try to knock out all the different things that it could be, and kind of focus on one. And just the way the water's going, etc., I think that's part of it.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Hopefully that helps you, Brad. And enjoy the rest of your day. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And James, who's up next?
Coming up, we got Mike out of New Hampshire.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. How are you doing? Happy Father's Day.
Thanks, you as well.
Hey, I went through a lot of trouble and expense to put in some birch trees to make my lawn more beautiful. Last fall, I had it installed. And I look out these days, and I see leaves trying to turn yellow as if, you know, hey, I think I'd like to die on you now. And I'm wondering about, it's in a second opinion I'm after.
Yep.
I was told that birch trees like acidic soils, and I was advised to get Hollystone. And now I hear from your prior caller, 10-10-10 might be a good thing, but I need to hear about birch trees, I guess.
Well, so, you know, a lot of New Hampshire right now starts of the drought. They're in a moderate drought. They're abnormally dry, depending upon where you are, can get real to that moderate drought.
I've been hitting with the hose. I've been trickling with the hose and standing there for many minutes on end, you know, streaming it with water.
What I would suggest to make it easier for you, just get that hose, throw it on the base of the birch tree, leave it on a trickle, let it sit for like 45 minutes, walk away, do whatever you need to do, then come back. This time of year, the way the temperatures fluctuate from high to low, at night I definitely would say you need to add some water to it. I would almost tell you this, that you can't overwater the birch, especially a lot in New England here. It's hard to overwater a plant.
You need to know that after doing some eighth grade math around here and looking at my water bill and gallons consumed and everything, if I stood there and let water run out of the end of that hose for a minute, I'd be spending a dollar for each and every one of those minutes. So, you know.
Awesome. That'd be a $45 a day type thing. So, I get you. I get what you're saying. Yep. No, I get what you're saying there. I completely understand with it. So what I'd, you know, possibly look to do, instead of having to water as much, look at adding, you know, some soil moist to the soil around it. You said it's a fairly new tree that you put in.
Yeah, but right now it's about 10 feet tall, I say.
That's fine. That soil moist, what it does is It's a small little granule that goes up to like 40 times the size of it. It's basically, they took the science that's in like baby diapers that makes them absorb. And so it's the same thing, except it'll absorb with water and slowly seep back down into the soil. So that might be a nice way to do it. Just add to it, and so it won't. What's that?
How do I get that installed now that the trees have been planted?
It's not that. So what you want to do is you can kind of find a couple holes for it where the drip line is, right? So however wide your tree is, where basically where the branches go out, the leaves, that's your drip line. So what I'd want you to do is just kind of make some holes sporadically around the drip line, so in a circle, and just put a very small amount in each one of those, and then cover it back up with soil, and then water everything in. The soil moist will absorb all that water, will expand, and then it will hold some of that water in to allow you to not have to water as much. Another thought process that you could do is a lot of the local garden centers, what they have is they have like tree bags, or they have, I think they call them a tree, some will call them a tree gator, but they're a bag that you fill with water, and it slowly seeps into the plant over time. So you're not sitting there. You do it once a week maybe, and so that the water will slowly seep into it. That might be a nice option, so you're not worried about having to sit out there. Like I said, there's one called the tree gator that sits upright if you had just like a single stem. But then there's a, I don't know what they call the little, it looks like a little donut that just sits on top of the soil. You fill up with water and it'll slowly seep into it. That might be a nice way to cut down on some of your watering, so you only have to fill it here and there. But birches in the heat in the summer tend to dry out, and that tends to be an issue with a lot of birches. As far as the fertilization, Holytone is fine. What you used already is fine. You don't have to re-fertilize with like a 10-10-10 or anything like that. The Holytone would be perfect for you for this for what you're doing here.
All right.
Okay. All right, Mike. Well, you have a great rest of your day. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some more calls on the line. So, James, who's up next?
We've got Matt in Newberry.
Matt, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have some hyacinth bulbs planted in my garden. I live in eastern Mass, and I'm moving to the eastern tip of Long Island, and I want to know what's the best time to pop these bulbs and transplant them. Should I let them sit until the fall, because I'm not moving until next spring, but I just wanted to know when to pop the bulb.
Okay. So the best time for the hyacinth bulbs to be transplanted is in like early to late fall. So if you can get them out then, perfect. That would be the ideal time. If you're not moving till the spring, what I might do is in the fall, so you can get them to overwinter, get them into like containers so they're ready to move later on and they're not just, the bulb itself. So if you do move when they're blooming, you're not going to have to rip them out of the ground and cause more of a transplant type shock. So what I would do, get a few containers. Put them inside, put the bulbs inside there this fall, right?
Okay,
And then, you can actually let them sit outside. You can put them in, like, the corner of the outside of the building or, like, in a garage where it stays cold all winter or the... or like a shed or something along those lines, so it gets that cold period, because the hyacinths do need the cold period. They do need to have you know, that hardening off period where they're just basically resting. So that would be ideal. It would be waiting till the fall.
Get it.
All right. Well, good luck with the move, Matt, and good luck with getting those hyacinths transplanted. We appreciate you calling in. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, we're less than a minute away from the break, so I'll wait to bring any more calls on. But like I've been saying, get out there this morning, do some of the gardening early so it's not too hot. Get some watering done early if you can. I know the watering bills can be astronomical, but if you have some issues, definitely do what you can early in the morning to take care of it. I know that the northern part of New England, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, they're in a drought, and then parts of the Cape are on there already, into the islands with the vineyard in Nantucket. So definitely starting to get there. But give us a call with any questions, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And we do have a couple calls on the line. So, James, who's up next?
Coming up, we've got Neil in Massachusetts.
Neil, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, hi, Patrick. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, thank you. I have kind of a weird question, but it relates to the fact that we had a boil water order here in Burlington in the last few days.
Yes. Yep.
And so we were thinking about what to do with watering the some of the plants, the vegetable plants, and we assume that using that water at the time to do that probably wouldn't have been prudent. Is that something that you would agree with?
Yeah, so, you know, I would say it would really depend on what you're watering, right? Vegetables, you know, like a vegetable garden. Yeah, I probably would not be using the water while they're saying, you know, to boil the water. I know the reason it's on the tip of my tongue, but I understand why they're doing it, just to be, you know, obviously they're protecting you. So these are all things that could be absorbed into the plants as you're watering them. So, you know, it might be, you know, you might need to look at, like, if you, are you holding water in, like, a rain barrel or something like that, too, or...
Well, here's the question. So this, so we went out and bought a bunch of spring water, and you know, we probably could have used it in a pinch. But the follow up question is, we have a large pool which has crystal clear water in it, but obviously it's maintained with chlorine. Could we have used that?
No. That will affect a lot of what the plants look like. It'll take nutrients out of the plants, etc. So, it's definitely not something you'd want to do there.
Okay.
You would end up doing more damage than good for the plants.
Yeah.
Okay. It can basically it's almost like bleach them. Like picture any of the leaves just bleaching the color out of them. So that would be part of it. Have they kind of lifted that ban there?
Yeah, they lifted the ban yesterday, so they told us, to flush the lines, and so we're kind of back to normal, but I don't know, we were just kind of going back and forth about it last night, and I said, well, I'll call the show tomorrow and see what Patrick has to say, so.
Yeah, I mean, when they say it, did they give a reason for the boil water? What was the...
Yeah. Well, the pamphlet we got said that, but what they found was in there was it was man-made chemicals, like chemicals that are used for, say, firefighting foam, and other plastics. It wasn't necessarily fecal matter. It was more on the chemical side, man-made stuff.
Gotcha. Because sometimes the concern is like. Like a salmonella infection that's gotten into the water somehow, something along those lines, right? That's why they, so it's not as bad. Right? Some of your plants can kind of distinguish between the two. But I think you did the right thing, to be honest, by not using that on your plants, especially in a vegetable garden. Man-made chemicals, obviously, there's tons of more information nowadays than there were, in the 80s and 90s, early 2000s, when it comes to the chemicals, etc. So you did the right thing. I wouldn't have watered from, the hose at that point, especially vegetables. It's just a safe thing to do. You were on the right track, especially something you're going to consume. You never know what could have happened. Even, we know that we're not going to consume them for a good amount of time at this point, but still, it's in there.
Right.
So that's what we, you definitely did the right thing.
That makes a lot of sense. I appreciate it very much, Patrick. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you, Neil. You too. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261, and we're about 30 seconds away from the break, so we're going to just fade right into the next break. I do have a call on the line. We'll wait until the 7 o'clock hour, and we'll open up with that, so definitely hang tight for that. For everybody else, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.